The vermin search began early the next morning, with four pairs of chiss armed with atmosphere sniffers, starting at the bow and stern and checking every room, storage compartment, conduit, access panel, and supply package aboard the Chaff Envoy. They reached the Jade Saber about midday, and Mara watched, in polite but stolid silence, as they made their methodical way through her ship. No line creepers were found, and within half a standard hour, the search team had departed down the transfer tunnel, leaving nothing behind but a faintly metallic aroma from their equipment. Fel's Imperial transport was searched with equal speed and efficiency. The Jeroen shuttle, in contrast, took nearly three times as long to be cleared. Most of that was due to the fact that so much of the vessel had been repaired, rebuilt, or replaced that there were virtually none of the sealed equipment modules that most ships carried, and that would normally not have to be checked. The search would have taken even longer if the bunk rooms and storage compartment Luke had noticed on his first visit hadn't been opened to space behind their vacuum-sealed doors. The chiss confirmed the door's pressure readings, assured Luke that line creepers couldn't survive in vacuum, and moved on. The whole procedure took most of the day. In the end, they found nothing. So we apparently have two options, Luke commented to Mara, as they sat together in the forward lounge, watching the hyperspace sky roll past. Either a single group of line creepers got in and ignored everything else while they worked their way nearly to the center of the ship, or else someone brought them in and deliberately let them loose in that spot. Guess which option I'd pick, Mara invited. I know which one you'd pick, Luke said dryly. So what's our next move? Unfortunately, that's probably up to him, Mara said. The initiative always lies with the attacker. About all we can do is be ready. She broke off as a raucous, trilling tone suddenly sliced like a vibroblade through the lounge.
Alert, T7!
A chiss voice snapped over the speakers.
Arc 12-2. Repeat, alert T7. Arc 12-2.
The nearest comm panel was at the far end of the next couch over. Luke got there first. This is Master Skywalker. What's going on?
This does not concern you. This is Aristocra Formby, Master Skywalker.
Formby's voice cut into the circuit.
Please come to the Jeroen vessel as quickly as possible.
On our way, Luke promised. What's happened? There was a hint of a sigh from the speaker.
One of the Jeroens has been shot.
There were a dozen chiss swarming about the corridor outside the Jeroen shuttle when Luke and Mara arrived. Two of them, Fisa and someone in Defense Fleet Black, were kneeling beside the writhing and moaning figure of a Jeroen, working on him with one of the ship's medpacks. Formby, looking grim, was standing off to the side where he'd be out of the way. What happened? Luke asked, as they were passed through the outer circle of chiss.
He was shot with a Cherrick as he left his vessel, Formby told them. We're searching for the weapon now.
Luke stepped around Fisa and looked down, his heart sinking inside him as he got a look at the victim's face. It was Esthausch, the youngest of the Jeroens, his features twisted in pain at the charred and blackened skin across his left shoulder.
You are a Jedi, Formby went on. I'm told Jedi have healing powers.
Some of us do, Luke said. Unfortunately, neither of us has any special skills in that area.
Is there nothing you can do?
Fisa asked.
Can you tell me how bad it is?
Luke asked Fisa. Is it life-threatening or only very painful?
It is certainly painful,
Fisa said stiffly.
I do not know the rest. What does it matter?
It matters a great deal, Luke told her, looking around the corridor. The rest of the Jeroens, he noted with surprise, were nowhere to be seen.
Where are Bersh and the others? Inside their vessel, Formby said. They say they are afraid for their lives.
Luke grimaced.
Someone go tell them to get out here, he said.
They will not come,
one of the Chiss said contemptuously.
They fear now that the whole of the Chiss ascendancy stands against them.
I'll go, Mara volunteered, crossing toward the entryway room. If they don't trust the Chiss, maybe they'll trust a human. Whatever it was she said to them, it obviously worked. 2 minutes later, Bersh and the others emerged hesitantly from the transfer tunnel, looking around like children in a festival fright house. Come here, Bersh, Luke said, beckoning. I need to know how bad this injury is.
It is terrible,
Bersh moaned as he sidled nervously past the Chiss to Eshtaush's side.
How could someone do this to him?
We hope to learn that soon, Formby said. In the meantime, Master Skywalker needs to know if his injuries are life-threatening. Bersh knelt down gingerly, his fingers probing the edges of the burned skin.
No,
Bersh said after a moment.
But he's in great pain.
I know, Luke said reluctantly, but I'm afraid there's nothing I can do for that. About all I can do is help you get him inside.
That would be most kind,
Bersh murmured.
Thank you.
No problem. Luke stretched out to the Force, reaching for a mental grip on Eshtaush. That won't be necessary, Formby said suddenly before he could begin lifting. A medical litter is on its way. My people will take him inside. From down the corridor came two Chiss, guiding a floating medical cart between them. A minute later, they had Eshtaush on the litter and were moving him inside. The rest of the Jeroons walked beside them in stony silence. That's all then, Formby said. Thank you for your assistance. You're welcome, Luke said. I don't suppose Eshtaush saw who shot him? Formby shook his head. He told Fisa the shooter fired as he entered the corridor. He wasn't even certain where the shot came from. We're searching for the weapon now. I see, Luke said. Please let us know if you find it. Of course, Formby said. Good night.